This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Midday show with Andy. I was just trying to figure out what the tie-in was. Is there one? No, just a good song. Okay. Because Bo usually has like a clever thought process behind a bumper. Yeah. Or sometimes they're just cool bumpers. Hey, Twin Peaks in Buckhead is the place this afternoon. Dukes and Bell are going to be there with a special broadcast breaking down the weekend's playoff action, both NBA and NHL and Braves and Falcons rookie minicamp. You name it. They're going to be talking about it at Twin Peaks this afternoon. You can be a part of it. They'll be hanging out from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 92.9.
You said Mike Bell drives a little red Corvette. So
there it is.
There it is. There it is.
He'll be driving the red Corvette up there to Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
To Twin Peaks. Andy, we both have Project Wise. And so
you mean like that song?
Oh, God. You know what I'm talking about.
They always a project.
I always want to do these projects.
Oh, that type.
And I know, like me, like most husbands or significant others, when they're telling you about this project, you're half-ass listening, especially when the game's on.
Well, I just always listen to the parts where I'm like, all right, like how much of this am I going to have to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, especially like in the 10th inning of a damn baseball game,
yeah,
when you're sitting
time.
There like, and she's like, I was like, okay, all right, baby, you know what? You send me the picture, not even thinking. Send me a picture. I will get up at like 6. I'm already up. I'll go to Home Depot when they're open, blah, blah, blah. I've completely forgot all about this. And so then we got them damn Alexas everywhere. And then when it comes on and it just gives you back, you go, ding, ding, from the beautiful wife. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, I was like, first of all, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh. And then she's like, baby, it's 6:30, Home Depot. Like, are you like, if it's something for you, how do you not forget? Now, if it's something for me, if I want to do something, oh, I forgot she told me that. But let her 6:30 in the morning. My ass is out there.
Now, for your, people that may not know, you've probably been up for 2 hours.
It don't matter.
For some people, that would have been a wake up call.
It don't matter,
okay.
Dog.
Right,
it don't
matter.
Because she don't have to work on Friday. So she sleeps in to like damn near 9 o'clock.
Oh, so she could have gone.
So she set the alarm to wake up.
So
she could tell me to go get the stuff from Home Depot.
Did you go?
I did.
I love going to Home Depot early.
I hate
you're there
going
with all
Home
the
Depot.
Contractors. You're like, those are like my people.
Oh, those
you know?
People?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. My dad was a contractor.
That's true.
As I get in there, I'm like, these people, like, what are they doing? What are they working on?
Yeah.
Today? Where are they going?
But then, the garden section is so quiet in the morning. And then you got to go in the store because it's not the little thing is not open. So I'm going through this damn store trying to find all the material for her so she can have her project. Because I didn't ask for this. And so your wife sneaks pillows in, right? My wife sneaks in. You remember, on our fence back there, them little grass vine squares that are on the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, your guy's backyard looks incredible.
Oh, thank you. Like, that's all her.
She's done a wonderful job back there.
Had them stashed. Found her stash of them. Because she was like, well, why don't we get these for the thing? I was like, no. She's like, they're 20 whatever per thing. I was like, I ain't paying for that, even though I kind of pay for them anyway. And so I go in the garage. She got damn thing stashed behind a counter. It's like 12 of them.
Well, how come? Just in case you need a new one?
I don't know.
Huh.
Like, I guess she's going to make the whole backyard with the triangle squares.
Oh, I see.
But my thing,
people, those are like the things that, like, if you go to a fancy brunch place,
yes,
they'll have, like, a wall built out
yes.
of it with, like, a pink neon yes. light that says
yeah.
something like Believe or something like that.
Lift
yeah,
free or all
exactly.
Like
or, like, yeah. Namaste.
Found,
and then people will take a selfie in front of it.
Found her damn stash of these things. So I'm like, excuse me, miss. What's all that for? Well, what I was going to take them back. Yeah, right.
Mm.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And so now home, they're going to call me Home Depot Randy because they know me now. All right, I said, I'll be back in a second. Oh, you didn't get the right one. That's what the picture said. Well, I needed the exercise. So I go back to the lady. She looks at me. She's like, back again, huh? Like, how do you know? It's the same lady. She's so nice. The woman who works at over there off of the one off Lawrenceville Highway. The nicest lady. But every time I come in, she says the same thing about it. She sent you up here again, huh?
Oh, wow. She yeah. remembers you like that?
Yes. Because I don't ever buy nothing for myself. She's like, sure. She sent you back up here again, huh?
You probably also have the I just got sent here look.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And who doesn't have that?
Because there's
look?
A different look. Like when I walk in Home Depot for my own stuff, I'm
yeah.
strutting in there. I'm
right.
excited.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to get what I came here for. And who knows? Maybe something else.
Right.
You never know. Like Home Depot has it all.
Yeah.
You might get something else just for fun for you.
Yeah.
But when you walk in there for for those purposes,
yeah.
there's a different
Because I'm
look.
Returning it back. She's in the, she's coming. She's walking behind me. Because I'm, you know how you get the husband mad walk? Because you got to go back. And this time she comes with me. It's like, so I get the right one. Can we go get coffee? No. I got to go home, take a shower, get ready for work. Well, you don't work till 11 o'clock. It's like, I understand that, sweetheart. But you know the biggest process of me going to work? I got to drive there.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm like, I am a, if I'm going here, let's do this. Right. We're coming to get this. Not that. You said this right here. Now you said, oh, lights. So I'm like, hold on. No.
They have a nice light section.
Can we get coffee? I don't go to Dunkin' Donut. I got a pot full of Folgers at the house. I don't need no coffee.
Yeah, they don't sell
Why
coffee.
Why is
at Home
the
Depot?
Line so long at Dunkin' Donuts in the morning?
Because it's cheaper than Starbucks.
Are you serious? Though? We were like 13 cars deep. And again.
And because people won't get out of their car and go in.
And again, lucky for me, she has the app on mm-hmm. her phone and everything. They know her at damn. They know her. She's like, tell them it's an online order for Donna. I said, online order for Donna. And the lady kind of paused and she was like, oh, it's me. It's my husband.
You don't sound like Donna.
She goes to Dunkin' Donuts so much that them people know my wife.
Now, does she get like a special Dunkin' Donuts like type of drink?
I don't
or
know.
Is it just regular coffee?
It was an ice
because
it was a big old ice coffee.
Because the coffee that they sell at Dunkin' no offense to them or any places like that, but like if you're getting a black coffee, you might as well go to Quick Trip.
Thank you.
It's the same coffee.
Thank you.
Like
Thank
a
you.
Dunkin' Donuts black coffee tastes just like a racetrack black coffee.
Thank you.
Or a Starbucks black
or
coffee
Folgers.
Or whatever. It's all or Folgers.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah, don't leave my Folgers out.
It all tastes
yeah,
the same.
Don't leave my Folgers out.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe she's getting like some sort of macchiato or something like that. You know?
Dude.
I don't know.
People should not know you at home at Dunkin' Donuts. All right? They should not know my wife's name at Dunkin' Donuts. The usual. Y'all go there that much.
God, I've never had a usual anywhere. I've always wanted to have that, like at a bar. Like walk in, sit down, and they already know.
Yeah.
Someday. Maybe in retirement, you know?
But that's not a good sign.
That's alcoholic behavior.
Not a good sign.
I don't know.
Not
something
good,
to strive
not
for.
Not a good sign.
Eyes here.
Not a good
Pour
sign.
It up.
Not a good sign.
So the one NBA game that was on last night was as bad as you probably expected it to be. Now, it wasn't as bad as it looked like it was going to be when Anthony Edwards had to leave the game and couldn't put pressure on his left ankle when he left. Now, he came back, played
yeah.
in the second half of the
you
game.
Did.
So that's good. Like, disaster averted. Because if there's no Anthony Edwards, no Steph Curry in that series, I mean, I probably would have still watched it because it's the playoffs, but I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
It would have been on
True
TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they put the Pacers game on True TV?
Yeah, like I think some of them are available on True and TNT,
but I don't
know if that's an alternate broadcast or something like that. But.
Yeah, man. But I mean, it was the Wolves, they needed it. Obviously, you thought Jimmy can get you one. He's got to get one
he
of
still
these.
Can.
He still can and everything like that. Draymond, I mean, just. You know what? And I saw the comments afterwards, and then I put more context to it. A fan got thrown out for saying some raggedy stuff to Dre, and that could have had his effect and all that. But I'm talking about that happened, the flagrant or tech happened way before that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. He's the most flailing ass intentionally hitting folks in the face.
Yep.
That was intentional what you did.
Absolutely.
People get the ball knocked out of their hand all the time. Why is it that your feet hit people in the nuts and your arms hit people in the face?
Yeah, nobody looks like they're drowning. after the ball gets deflected other than Draymond
Green.
Yes,
the only person.
Like, he looks like he's, like, you know, he's having a convulsion every time the ball gets knocked
loose.
You
keep sitting here hitting people in their damn face.
Yeah, there's also a track record of like you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
And even if, like, the one time you didn't, there's no benefit of the doubt. Like, obviously everybody thinks you're doing it. But yeah, I mean, that's absolutely what happened in that situation. Steve Kerr said later he was keeping him out in the second half so he wouldn't get another one.
Yeah, because when he's like that.
Yeah, you got to protect him from
himself. Yeah, when he's like, exactly.
Which is crazy.
Steph has to come over there and all these things. And yet you continuously are apologizing in these damn team only meets. Yeah. I got to be better. I understand. It's when you in that funk and you in that competitive battle against another man, yes, dude, you were on edge. But eventually you got to learn, okay, I'm costing my team. Eventually you got to learn that our best player isn't here. I know I'm not the best player, but I'm one of the most important players on this team. I can't keep putting myself and this team in this damn situation.
Yeah, no, that's right. Now, last night it didn't make any difference because they were down 13-0 and that game was over before it started. I will give the Warriors a little bit of credit for kind of how they treated it. Nobody played. Like, Jimmy played 35 minutes. They sat him, tried to get him as fresh as possible for when they need that Jimmy game. They saved the Jimmy game for home court. So you can try to get that, you know, that Jimmy Hero game in Golden State. And then they just started playing everybody.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, let's try to mix and match a little bit.
Jonathan Kuminga got played
26 minutes.
Play good.
And he's going to play more now.
Yeah, play
because
good.
He's going to have to. Same thing with Trayce Jackson-Davis. Like, they both earned rotational minutes.
You think with Kuminga
going forward.
You think so?
Without Steph.
Oh, without Steph. Okay.
Yeah, because they got to come up with something. Like, last night was throw crap at the wall, see what works, and then go into game three and
players in the first
Nobody's
half.
Ever done that before.
Yes.
They've no team in NBA history has ever used 14 players in the first half of a playoff game. And it's not like there's no secret. The reason they were doing that was because they were trying to figure out some combinations that might work against Timberwolves so they can sneak one.
Right.
So then Steph can come back for game 6 and 7, and they need to win those two to try to advance.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy where they're at right now. Like, that's the strategy that they have to employ to try to sneak one of these things so then they can win two more when Steph comes back. Yep. Like, that's asking a lot from a basketball team.
Yeah, but I think that because you have Jimmy Butler, it's not. If it was just, if Jimmy Butler wasn't there and they were trying to do that, but you got him. Now, he didn't have his best night last night.
They probably wouldn't even be here in this round without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's what, like, they got a guy who has carried teams and all these different things. Now, this is debatable which team is better with him on it, meaning the Miami team that he drug or this team right here without Steph. You know, which team
without Steph. Right.
So, I mean, yeah, they got to get he's got to get them one of these games in San Francisco because of the fact it's because of the long layoff of that, you know, that that next Friday because of that, you know, that WNBA game playing there. They get an extra 2 days of rest and that gives Steph even more time to get back. But they got to get one. They got to get one of these games without Steph. Because when Steph comes back then, and the thing about it is, you know, not ever having a hamstring injury like he doesn't, like he's never had.
Right.
And the constant movement that he has, how ready will he be when this comes? Because we talk about hamstring, they say we take another. But this is a different situation. Damn playoff basketball. So it'll be interesting to see how long Steph's out.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's also going to be interesting to see when they decide it's the empty the clip game. They've got to win it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's, all right, Jimmy's playing 45 tonight, Draymond's playing 42. We found something, whether it's with the Kuminga rotation or, I don't know, maybe it's Moses Moody, although he didn't play particularly well last night. Like, obviously, it's not going to be Quentin Post. He started the game, played 3 minutes, and didn't come back in. So when they decide, all right, this is the mix, we found it, we're going for it, carry us, Jimmy, they have to win it.
They got
to
win it.
Because if they don't win that game, everybody's gassed, and they lost the game at home.
So is that this
and
game?
Either game 3 or 4.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it depends on how it starts.
Because Steph's not playing in
game 3. No, game's not playing. Steph's not playing either one of these games.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Is you got to figure out, okay, you're at home, or do you just dictate it on how the first quarter goes?
I think that's
you know
what you do.
I mean?
I think, like, you probably start next game with Kuminga in the starting lineup, right? You probably go Draymond, Butler, Kuminga, Buddy Hield, Podziemski. Jackson Davis comes off the bench. Gary Payton comes off the bench. And then you just kind of see what happens from there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a weird situation in terms of the rotation. But, like, you know, if it looks good and you're winning by 11 at halftime or something like that, you ride it.
Yeah.
And hope Ant-Man doesn't get hot because bring him back into the
game.
That's
another thing. Like, you better – I mean, how injured is he? I know he came back in the game, but how will this injury affect him going forward?
Well, it's the second time this playoffs already that he's had – I think it was the same ankle too, right?
Yeah.
It kind of got rolled up on randomly.
Yeah. But he was really good. I think the big – you know, we talk about being challenged and everything. He had 9 assists yesterday, also get his teammates involved. But as we talk about Jimmy, as far as him doing what he does – Ant's got to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ant's got to find his one of that. Well, he has a killer instinct, but I'm talking about that. Let me go ahead and put this pressure on y'all and get us the hell up out of here.
Right.
Just like he did against Denver last year.
Because if we know this, he knows that.
Right.
It's like, all right, this is their, you know, this is the pedal to the floor game. They're trying to get this one without Steph. I'm not going to let them. They can't beat us without Steph.
Yeah.
And that's got to be their mentality.
Yes.
We win all three games because then, I mean, then he tries to come back for game 5, right? If they're down 3-1, who knows what he's even going to look like. I mean, it's not hard to imagine the Timberwolves winning this series in 5 now.
No, it's not.
You know, like, which sucks because I think it would have been 7 probably if Steph was healthy. And it still might be. You never know. But it's just you hate when series get altered by star players getting hurt. The Cavs are in deep trouble, man.
Yeah, man. They are.
They got a game tonight at 7:30 in Indiana.
Yeah, where they play their ass.
That's a must win.
Now, what's the name? All three guys were at practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were seated at practice and shoot around, whatever you want to call it. They all got to play. They got to. I mean, I don't know how severe the toe injury for Garland is, but I'm pretty sure a lot of it is, you know, the pain tolerance of it. Man, you better put a steel insole in it and go on about your business, man. Because if they go, and then I saw that Donovan Mitchell was a little banged up also. So, yep. I mean,
no team's ever come back down 3-0.
Nope.
Nobody would have ever thought the Cavs would get swept.
They lost their game. I was thinking Celtics won
3-1.
Celtics.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Taco to go. Just won 3 in a row, but then.
Teams have forced game 7 down 3-0, but they've never come back down 3-0. Yep. So the Pacers win tonight.
It's a wrap.
History says that's it.
It's a wrap.
Phew. Did not see that one coming.
And now injuries.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a big part of it, for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle. Thanks for being with us on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.